Topic for mutual exhortation is complete and concise knowledge.
所谓也不是道听途说。
When we talk about complete and concise knowledge, we are talking about true knowledge and not one where someone knows only half of it.
所谓拙见就是很明确的了解，是清清楚楚的。 绝对不是含含糊糊的。
It is to have a very concise knowledge and one where a person is absolutely sure.
能够有真知灼见，就能够分辨是非黑白。
To have complete and concise knowledge, one will be able to judge between right and wrong.
因为他能够看出真假来。
For he is able to tell the false from the truth.
因此他不会碰到一鼻子灰，因为他绝对
And he will not get himself into embarrassment because he's able to judge between what is right and wrong, and there is no gray area in between.
他也绝对不会陷入伪装的陷阱里面，因为他能够看得出真的和假的。
He will not fall into a trap because even though it may be disguised, he's able to tell it very clearly.
今天有许多东西都是假的。
There are many things that are fake.
不要说是假钞票，或者是假燕窝、假鱼翅。
Not to mention counterfeit money or fake shark fins or bird's nests.
人还昧着良心卖假药害死人。
There are people who go to the extent of selling fake medicine, leading to fatalities.
说假话骗死人。
There are people who tell lies and as a result lead to
甚至是做假戏吵死人，
or they may even put up a false show and be an irritant to others.
我们不能够避免这一些的虚假。
We are not able to prevent all these kind of falsehood or imitations.
可是我们却必须要有这一种的真知灼见，能够看出哪个是真，哪个是假。
But we need to have complete and concise knowledge in order to tell what is truth and what is false.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
尤其是在信仰上。
Especially in the aspect of faith.
请看启示录第二章第二节。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 2 verse 2.
启示录第二章第二节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 2. In Jesus' name I read, Revelation 2 verse 2, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars.
以弗所教会也有值得称赞的地方。
There are certain aspects of the church of Ephesus that that deserve praise.
一个人有行为，有劳碌，有忍耐。 这一些当然是值得称赞的。
When they manifest in their works, their labors, and their patience, these are virtues that ought to be praised.
可是你有没有注意到这里特别称赞他们一个很重要的地方？
But have you noticed one aspect worthy of praise?
他们能够看出那一些自称为使徒却不是使徒的假使徒来。
They were able to tell the true apostles from the false apostles.
因此这些假使徒不能够在以弗所教会发生什么样的影响力和破坏。
Therefore, the false apostles would not be able to have any ground to cause any damage or influence.
因为以弗所的信徒他们都有这一种真知灼见，能够分辨真假使徒。
For the believers at Ephesus have this complete and concise knowledge, able to discern between right and wrong.
并不是每一个教会每一个信徒都有这种真知灼见，能够分辨真假使徒。
Not every church and not every member of the church have this kind of discernment to tell what is right from wrong.
就像当时的哥林多教会就好。
Just take a look at the Corinthian church.
他们就没有这种真知灼见。
They did not have this kind of knowledge.
因此里面有假使徒，他们也不会分辨。
And even though there were false apostles in their midst, they were not able to discern.
因此假使徒在哥林多教会里面占了他们的地位，也引起许多的纷争结党。
And as a result, the false apostles were able to get into their midst, causing them to be divided.
让教会差一点分裂。
And it almost led to the division of the church.
所以保罗写书信去提醒他们。
When and Paul wrote the epistle to remind them.
我们请看哥林多后书的十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章
2 Corinthians chapter 11
13节读到15节
Let's read from verses 13 to 15 Verse 13 For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works.
保罗直接地判断那一等人是假使徒，他们行事诡诈。
Paul was able to judge very clearly that these were false apostles and deceitful workers.
为什么保罗能够这样的武断呢？
Why was he so sure of himself?
为什么哥林多教会的那一些信徒，包括那些领导者，却是这样的迷糊呢？
But the believers, including the leaders in the Corinthian church, were not able to discern.
就是因为他们没有这种真知灼见。
It was because they lacked this complete and concise knowledge.
因此他们不敢判断。
Therefore, they were not, they were unable to make judgment.
可是保罗很清楚地告诉他们。
But Paul said very clearly,
他们是假使徒。
That these are false apostles.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们所传的跟我们不一样。
For they preach something that was different from what we preach.
我们是完全遵照主耶稣的吩咐，没有增加也没有减少的。
We have preached according to everything laid down by the Lord Jesus without adding or subtracting anything from it.
可是他们所传的却是不是主耶稣所教导的。
But these people preach what Jesus Christ had not preached.
所以在第四节他这样讲。
Therefore in verse 4 he says,
他说假如有人来另传一个耶稣不是我们所传过的。
For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached,
或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的。
Or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received,
或者另得一个福音，不是你们所得过的。
Or a different gospel which you have not accepted,
你们容让他也就罢了。
You may well put up with it.
你不要误会，那是不是这样可以容让他们呢？
Do not misunderstand this point. Are we therefore able to bear with them?
保罗是讲一种反话，我们怎么能够容让他呢？
Paul was actually having the reverse effect, meaning to say, how can we put up with these people?
我们应该是对耶稣基督和他的教训忠心。
We ought to be loyal and faithful to the instruction and teachings of the Lord.
因此我们也必须要有这一种真知灼见，能够分辨谁是假的，谁已经传离开耶稣基督的道理的。
Therefore, we must have this concise knowledge.With the discernment to tell who is preaching the truth and who is preaching falsehood.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
但是哥林多教会的人就没有这种真知灼见，结果引起这么多的混乱。
But the believers in Corinth lack this kind of knowledge and discernment, and therefore it led to a lot of division within the church.
也许有些人说看不出他是假的啊。
Some people say we can't tell that he is false.
你看得到他是很虔诚敬拜神啊，真的像使徒一样啊。
You can see that he is very godly and reverent in worshiping God just like an apostle.
他们真的有使徒的模样。
They indeed have the likeness of an apostle.
保罗告诉他们。
But Paul says,
14节,
verse 14,
他说这也不足为怪,
and no wonder,
因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使啊,
for Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light.
所以他的差役如果装作仁义的差役, 那也不算稀奇啊。
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness.
你看到他们那么样的仁义, 那么样的好, 怎么是假呢?
When you see that they are so righteous and good, how can youhave any doubts that they are true?
满口仁义道德。
They are full of, their words are full of mercy and compassion.
公义怜悯爱心。
Full of mercy, righteousness and love.
这些都是主耶稣的教训啊。
All these are teachings of the Lord Jesus.
他们的确是在这一方面很好。
Indeed, they manifest such good qualities.
可是在以得救的要道里面。
But as regards the truth of salvation.
一个人要怎么样做才可以得救?
What must one do in order to be saved?
单单信耶稣够吗?
Is it sufficient just to believe in Jesus?
是不是还要遵守摩西的律法?
Do we need to observe the law of Moses?
是不是也要行割礼?
Do we have to undergo circumcision?
你看他们就加上很多这一些主耶稣没有教导的了。
They have added all these things that the Lord Jesus had not taught.
这就是当时一个很大的混乱。
And that was a confusion to the members at that time.
而信徒不是以真理来判断。
And the believers did not judge according to the truth.
他们却是以行为来判断而已。
They judge according to the character, the conduct of the workers.
看他们满口仁义道德，看他们好像很光明圣洁。
When they see these workers whose words are full of compassion and righteousness, and see that they are so godly and holy,
那怎么会错呢？
How could they be wrong?
这的确是一个很大的危机。
Therefore, this indeed becomes a crisis.
那保罗说，
And Paul said,
这不奇怪的。
It is not strange.
你必须清楚了解。
For you must understand this clearly.
撒旦也一样能够装作光明的天使啊。
Even Satan can disguise himself as an angel of light.
我们总有一个很普遍的判断。
Very often we make a general judgment.
那些黑暗的让人家害怕的，我们就说这个可能就是处于魔鬼的。
When things are of darkness, when things are frightening, we say that this is surely the works of the devil.
可是如果我们看到是光明的，看到这是喜乐的，
But when we see that it is glorious, it is happy, joyful,
那我们就肯定这一定是天使来的了。
Then we confirm within ourselves that this must be the work of an angel.
这就很容易上当啊。
And if this is the case, then we can easily fall into the trap.
的确的，撒旦是属于黑暗的，天使是属于光明的。
It is true that Satan belongs to darkness and angels belong to the light.
可是单单这样的了解是不够的。
But it is insufficient to have just this kind of knowledge.
你必须要有真知灼见。
We need to have this accurate knowledge.
撒旦也能够装作光明的天使。
Even Satan can disguise as an angel of light.
所以如果你看到是光明的，是那么荣耀的，那么喜乐的，你就相信他，那你不是上当了吗？
Therefore, if you see something that is so bright and glorious and righteous, then you think that it is an angel, then you would have fallen into the trap.
保罗讲得很清楚。
Paul has said very clearly,
如果真的有天使来传福音给你们听，
even if an angel comes to preach the gospel to you,
可是如果他所传的跟我们所传的跟主耶稣的教训不一样的，
but if what he preaches is different from what we preach and the teachings of the Lord Jesus,
你不要信他，
then you must not believe him.
这个天使是要受咒诅的，
for this angel ought to be a curse,
因为他绝对不是从神来的天使，
for it is definitely not an angel that is sent by God.
他是装作光明的天使，
it is just an angel that is disguised.
所以你要怎么判断呢？
Therefore, how do you judge?
不要只是以外表的光明来判断，
do not judge just according to the outward glory.
你必须听他所讲的内容。
You must listen to the content of his message.
里面所说的有没有违背离开主耶稣的教训？
To judge whether the content actually differs from the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
有没有增加了？有没有减少了？有没有更改了？
So has he added? Has he subtracted? Or has he altered?
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
圣经有66卷，可是除了圣经啊，还有一些经卷，我们称它为旁经或者是伪经。
There are 66 books of the Holy Scriptures, and apart from this, there are some books known as the Apocrypha.
那其中有一本是谈到亚当跟夏娃的一生。
And there is a book that talks about the life of Adam and Eve.
在那本书的17章第一节跟第二节里面这样的记载。
And in that book, in the chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, it is recorded.
他说撒旦装作天使的形状向夏娃显现。
Satan disguised himself as an angel and manifested himself to Eve.
他看见夏娃在那边哭。
And he saw Eve weeping.
他也跟着夏娃一起的哭了。
And he wept together with Eve.
夏娃就很受感动。
And Eve was very touched.
想这一定是天使存着怜悯的跟我一起哀哭啊。
Thinking that this must be an angel who has compassion with me and who is weeping with me.
夏娃就这样上当了。
And therefore Eve was deceived.
那在摩西的传预言记里面第17章的第二节。
And in one of the books of Moses in chapter 17 verse 2.
他说撒旦以天使的显现出现。
Satan appeared as an angel.
那他所唱的圣诗跟其他天使唱的圣诗是一样的。
And the hymns that he sang was the same hymn that the other angels were singing.
以前呢，我听一些老执事说，
In the past, I heard some old deacons saying,
如果那一个信徒被附鬼了，
If a person is demon possessed,
那你要怎么判断呢？
How do you judge?
你叫他唱赞美诗，
Ask him to sing the church hymns.
魔鬼是怕赞美诗的。
And the devil is afraid of the hymns.
他也不会唱赞美诗的。
And he will not be able to sing hymns.
如果他会唱赞美诗，
if he is able to sing,
那就表示他并不是被魔鬼附着了。
If he is able to sing hymns, it shows that he is not demon possessed.
我们的了解就是真的很比较肤浅呐。
So it is very, if we hold this kind of simplistic view, then indeed, we are in trouble.
我们所认为是旁经的这个摩西预言记里面都讲得很清楚，魔鬼撒旦呐、啊，也一样会唱圣诗，跟其他天使唱的一样的。
Even in the other books, there's records that the Satan can even sing hymns that the angels sing.
因此，我们不要只是单以这一些来判断。
Therefore, let us not judge according to all these. These things.
你必须看他所讲的内容符合圣经吗？
We have to see whether the content of his message coincide with that of the Bible.
那我在亚当堂讲这篇道理的时候，我就想起了我们教会有两件类似这样的事情。
And when I was delivering this sermon in Adam Road, I was reminded of two incidents in our church.
这两件事情都给一些外教的朋友来取笑的。
And these two incidents. Was actually used as a mockery by the other churches.
因为我们的刊物除了自己看到一些基督教的朋友，一些对真耶稣教会有兴趣的人啊，他们也会看到的。
For our church publications, not only for our members, it may be circulated among the other churches.
那一个是初期的。
And this one incident was something of the early days.
我们初期的工作人员，其中的一位是魏保罗。
One of our earliest workers.Paul Wei,
他也是被欺骗了。
He was also deceived.
他得到启示。
He received a revelation.
启示告诉他说，五年后，耶稣基督要再来。
And Paul Wei was revealed that in 5 years' time, Jesus Christ would make his second coming.
天火要降临，毁灭世界，审判要来到。
The heavenly fire will descend from heaven to destroy the world, and judgment will come.
我在亚当堂讲的时候，因为我的记忆有问题，我讲是三年。那后来昨天我回去查一下，那里面应该是讲五年才对哈，他是讲五年。
When I was during this sermon in Adam Road, I made a mistake. I said it was 3 years, but later on when I referred back, I realized that it was 5 years.
我讲三年，因为魏保罗曾经反问。向他启示的主。
For when I mentioned 3 years, it was because of this. When Paul Wei questioned the Lord concerning this.
他说：“真的是五年吗？不是三年吗
？”He said, "Is it really 5 years and not 3 years?"
那么他也很谨慎。
He was also very cautious.
他说：“圣经不是说你来的日子没有人知道吗？天使也不知道，连子也不知道吗
？”He said that.Concerning your coming, no one knows, not even the Son.
可见的为保罗在当时，他也有这种警醒，也有这个知识。
From here we can see that Paul Wei was very cautious. He had this knowledge.
因此他一直都在追问。
And he did not believe wholesale, but he continued to question.
但是很可惜，他没有真知灼见。
But unfortunately, he still did not possess the complete and concise knowledge.
那个声音回答他。
And the voice replied.
他说是的。
Yes.
天使不知道，子也不知道，可是父知道。
The angels do not know, the Son did not know, but the Father knows.
现在是父告诉你的。
Now it is the Father who is speaking to you.
这是确实的。
This is surely true.
所以他就相信了。
And therefore he believed.
怎么可以相信呢？
And how could he believe?
如果连子都不可以知道，那你为保罗是谁？怎么父要告诉你，连子都不告诉他？
So if even the Son of God did not know the coming, then who is Paul Wei that the Father should reveal this to him?
因此他就相信了。
Therefore he believed.
他就去传了。
And he went to preach.
五年后耶稣基督要来了。五年内耶稣基督要来了。
He said that within 5 years the Lord Jesus would come.
那结果五年过后过了，耶稣基督没有来。
5 years passed and Jesus Christ did not come.
那就给基督教的朋友来取笑了。
And as a result, it became a mockery to the other Christians.
那么另外一个是比较近期的。
The other incident is something that is more recent.
那个时候我还在英国。
At that time, I was still in England.
那有人家听到这个异象。
Somebody heard of this vision.
也在英国传呢。
And it was also circulated in UK.
说神启示我们的信徒。
Yeah, God has revealed to our believers.
他在1999多年就要来了。
That he will come in the year 1990 something.
他在异象当中看到这字，看不到最后那一个那一年度。
And the person was able to see in his vision the three numbers 1990, but not able to see the last figure.
我们不是说主来的日子是没有人可以知道的吗？
Haven't we said before that the coming of the Son of Man, no one knows.
你知道他们怎么反驳吗？
How did they refute this point?
他说是啊，所以主耶稣没有告诉我们是一九九多年呢、啊。
They said, yes, it is true. Therefore, the Lord did not reveal which year it is.
虽然是没有启示哪一年呢、啊，可是已经有一个限期，对不对？绝对不会两千年吧。
So since it is 1990 something.And there is still this restriction, meaning to say it will not surpass the year 2000.
那是不是说就在这几年之内，耶稣基督就要再来了？
So does it mean that within these few years, the Lord Jesus would come?
可是竟然他们会相信也这样的传。
But some people believe this and they even preach this.
我反对他们，我还被取笑成为一个不相信神启示的人。
And when I disagreed with this view, I was even ridiculed as someone who did not believe in the revelation of God.
我真的是很感叹。
And I really lamented.
为什么我们教会的一些负责人跟一些信徒竟然这样的容易上当的呢？
How is it that our church leaders or some members can so easily be deceived?
为什么我们圣经讲的写得这么清楚，我们也解释得这么清楚，但是仍然还会有人家去相信这样的东西？
How is it that the Bible has stated so clearly, and we have explained so clearly, yet there are people who can believe such things.
可见的，如果我们不谨慎的话，
therefore, from here we can see that if we are not cautious,
就像初期的工人为保罗一样，也会受迷惑。
Then we would be even like the early worker Paul Wei, who was deceived.
因此，我们必须要求神给我们这一种的真知灼见。
Therefore, we need to ask God to give us this kind of knowledge and discernment.
那也必须要自己下功夫，好好查考圣经，读圣经。
And we need to put in our diligence to study the Bible.
因为你只有用主的话，才能够分辨，才能够判断的。
Only when you use the Word of God are you able to judge and discern.
而且你必须要完全清楚的了解，不是一知半解。
And you need to be absolutely clear and not to have knowledge that that is incomplete.
好，那第二点。
The second point,
要有这种真知灼见，能够分辨真假基督教会。
To have this complete and concise knowledge, and able to discern what is the true church and what are false churches.
你是不是很清楚地知道有真假基督教会呢？
Do you believe very clearly that there is such a thing as the true church and false churches?
还是认为所有传耶稣基督的教会就是基督的教会？
Or do you believe that every church that preaches about Jesus Christ, that these churches belong to Jesus Christ.
如果我们说不是，
if we say no,
那我们就会得罪很多基督教的朋友。
Then we will offend many of our Christian friends.
包括我们的亲戚朋友在内，因为他们有一些也是其他教会的信徒。
We will offend our relatives and friends because some of them belong to other churches.
我们会被责骂的。
We will be rebuked.
我们的思想怎么这样的狭窄？
How can you hold such a narrow view?
但是如果我们说是的，都是一样的。
But if we say yes, all churches are the same.
我们当然少了很多的麻烦。
Then of course we save ourselves from a lot of trouble.
但是我们却违背了主耶稣。
But then we have gone against the teaching of the Lord.
因为主耶稣是讲得很清楚、很肯定的。
For Jesus Christ said very clearly and truly.
请看马太福音的24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
第四跟第五节。
Matthew chapter 24 verses 4 and 5.Verses 4 and 5, And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many.
什么事情要谨慎？什么事情会被迷惑？
What are the things that we must be cautious about, and what are the things that we may be deceived?
就是因为有人要冒主的名来说，我是基督，并且真的要迷惑许多的人。
For there will be people who will come in Christ's name,saying that he is the Christ and will deceive many.
所以主耶稣教我们要特别的谨慎。
Therefore, Jesus Christ teaches us to be very careful.
也告诉我们，你必须要保守，不要受迷惑。
And to tell us that we must be watchful to preserve ourselves in order not to be deceived.
在二十三节讲得更清楚了。
Verse 23 explains it even clearer.
他说那时若有人对你们说基督在这里，或说基督在哪里，你们不要信。
Then if anyone says to you, look, here he is the Christ, or there, do not believe it.
那为什么会有人相信呢？
But why is it that there are still people who believe it?
当然他一定有一些让你可以相信的地方。
Of course, there must be certain factors that is so convincing that lead you to believe.
一方面他也是讲圣经。
And on one hand, they are talking about the Bible.
一方面他们还会行神迹奇事。
And on the other hand, they are also able to manifest signs and miracles.
而真的能够行神迹奇事。
And they have the ability to perform miracles.
当你看到这些神迹奇事的时候，
And when you see these wonders and miracles,
你会说，如果不是主的灵与他们同在，怎么会有这种神迹显现呢？
You will say that if the Spirit of God is not with them, how then can these miracles be wrought?
因此你就相信了。
And therefore you believe.
可是主耶稣却告诉我们，
But the Lord Jesus says,
你们不要信。
Do not believe.
为什么？
Why?
24节。
Verse 24.
因为假基督假先知将要起来显大神迹大奇事。
For false Christ and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders.
25节。
Verse 25.
看啊，我已经预先告诉你们了。
See, I have told you beforehand.
所以我们必须把主耶稣所教导我们的牢牢地记在心里面。
Therefore, we must hold in our hearts what we have received from the Lord Jesus.
因此判断一个真教会，
And for us to judge whether it is the true church,
要以圣灵跟真理来判断。
We must judge according to the Holy Spirit and the truth.
以前我们说有三样，就是真理、圣灵和神迹。
We have mentioned that we judge according to the Holy Spirit, the truth,
还有神迹奇事，
and also signs and miracles.
但是我认为应该用这两个来判断就好了。
But I feel that it is adequate to have these two.
因为有真理，有圣灵的同在，自然神迹奇事，主若愿意，一定会施行出来的。
For if there is the Holy Spirit and the truth, and if the Lord is willing, definitely miracles will be performed.
因为今天假先知、假基督也会行大神迹。
Even the false Christ and false prophets are able to manifest great miracles.
所以，如果你以神迹来判断，那么我们就很容易被欺骗了，被迷惑了。
If you use miracles to be a criterion to judge, then you may be easily deceived.
我们看约翰怎么样来判断神与我们同在。
Let us see how Elder John, what Elder John used to judge whether we have the abidance of God.
请看约翰一书的第三章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 3.
二十四节。
Verse 24. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
约翰也是以真理和圣灵来判断。
Elder John also used the criteria of the truth and the Holy Spirit for judgment.
如果一个人没有完全遵守主耶稣的真理，
If a person does not totally uphold the commandments and the truth of the Lord,
主是不会与他们同在的。
Then the Lord will not abide with them.
因为他讲得很清楚。
It is said very clearly.
在马太福音的二十八章最后的一节。
In Matthew chapter 28, the last verse.
二十节。
Verse 20.
主耶稣说，
Jesus Christ says,
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
是对每一个时代的信徒来说的。
And these words are spoken to every believer in every generation.
当时的信徒当然没有办法活到世界的末了了。
Of course, the believers at that time would not be able to live until the end of the age.
所以主耶稣这句话对每一个时代的信徒来说，
Therefore, the words of Jesus Christ here is spoken to every believer of all generations.
凡是主耶稣所吩咐的，我们都要一一遵守。
Whatever things that the Lord Jesus has commanded, we must observe them totally.
这些都是跟我们的得救有关系的。
For All these have to do with our salvation.
也就是我们今天所说的五大教义。
And this is the five basic doctrines that we talk about.
我们的教义其实不只是这个五条，我们还有很多条的。
Of course, we do not only have five basic doctrines. There are many basic doctrines.
那为什么我们强调这五条五大教义呢
？But why do we emphasize on the five basic doctrines?
因为这五样是主耶稣亲自吩咐，而且都跟得救直接有关系的。
For these five doctrines have been personally commanded by the Lord Jesus, and they directly affects our salvation.
让我担心的是什么呢？
And what is one worry and concern that I have?
以前是外教会的朋友来攻击我们这五大教义。
In the past, it is our outside friends, outside Christian friends, who attack our basic doctrines.
真的要洗脚才能够与主有份吗？
Do you really need to have your feet washed in order to have a part with the Lord Jesus?
得圣灵真的只是讲灵言才算是得圣灵吗？ So, 好行为不算吗？
So does it mean that one only have the Holy Spirit if he, which is evidenced by speaking in tongues, doesn't one have the Holy Spirit if he has good conduct?
如果一个人有圣灵，但是没有圣灵的果子，他还有圣灵吗？
And if a person has the Holy Spirit but does not manifest the fruit of the Spirit, does he have the Holy Spirit?
那一个人虽然说他不会讲灵言，没有圣灵，但是他却有圣灵的果子哦。你说他没有圣灵吗？
But if a person does not speak in tongues but he manifests the fruit of the Spirit, can you say that he does not have the Holy Spirit?
因此得圣灵不一定是讲灵言的。
Therefore, we cannot conclude that speaking in tongues is the evidence of having the Holy Spirit.
这一些本来是外教会攻击我们的、反驳我们的话。
So these are actually words used by the outside Christian churches to attack us.
一定要守安息日吗
？Do we really need to observe the Sabbath?
圣餐典礼一定是要这样一个饼而已，要一定要用葡萄汁吗
？So must we only use one bread and one jar of grape juice in order for the Holy Communion?
可是今天攻击我们这一些的。责问这一些的，却是我们现在教会的执事、负责人和信徒了。
But then today, the people who use these words to question our doctrines are the leaders of the church.
的确让我们很担心。
And this is indeed something that is worrying.
我们以为这一些就是我们很明白、从小就教导的。
So these are the things that we have received since we are young.
我们在安息日也很少有传道执事来跟你讲洗脚礼或者讲圣餐礼的道理，这圣餐的道理的教义。
And during Sabbath services, it is seldom that the ministers will speak on the Holy Communion or foot washing.
我们很少谈教，因为我们认为大家都应该懂的，这是基本的。
So these are topics that we do not talk about because it is something that is basic that we assume everybody have already received and understood.
可是这些基本的现在是已经由自己的人来怀疑了，来攻甚至攻击了。
These basic doctrines and basic principles are the things that are now being attacked by our own members.
在这个时候，你是跟着怀疑是吗？还是你在这个时候能够真知灼见来判断呢
？So at this point, do you start to have doubt or agree with those people with opposing views, or do you have this complete and concise knowledge?
还是你也因此，既然是这样，我也应该要自己很熟悉的知道圣经到底是怎么说呢？
And since you know that these are the happenings in the church, therefore you must know for yourself what the Bible says.
反正这一些有传道知识讲就好了，我们只是平信徒嘛。
Or you may say that let the preachers, the ministers handle these things. We are just ordinary believers.
这是很大的错误。
This is a great wrong.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这些人不会找我们来谈的。
For these people will not look for the preachers, the ministers to discuss this.
他却是会找另外一些可以谈的人来谈。
They will look for a group of people whom they think will accept their view.
所以如果你自己本身不清楚了解的话
，and if you do not clearly understand for yourself，
你听起来觉得真的是有道理啊。
And when you listen to them, you think that they are so reasonable.
尤其刚才我所讲的讲灵言
，especially the aspect of tongue speaking that I have mentioned.
有一些负责人跟那些信徒真的想要这样的皮。
Some committee members and some believers wanted to raise this.
说灵言真的是得圣灵唯一的凭据吗
？Is tongue speaking the only evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit？
那举出来的理由
And the reasons that they bring up,
就像刚才我所说的
as what I've said earlier,
你看那些得圣灵的人，他们怎么样不好的行为。
Look at those people with the Holy Spirit, they do not have good conduct.
现在还加上两个鼎鼎大名的传道。
And there are even two prominent church workers.
你们不是有圣灵，但是结果他们怎样呢？
So they have the Holy Spirit, then what happened to them now?
这些失败，这些的跌倒，的确是一个事实。
Of course, their failures is a fact.
那圣经也告诉我们呢。
But the Bible also says,
你得圣灵，你必须要顺从圣灵啊。
Even if you have the Holy Spirit, you must submit to the Holy Spirit.
你不顺从圣灵的话，你放纵肉体的情欲，一样会犯罪跌倒啊。
If you have the Holy Spirit, but you do not submit to the Holy Spirit, you can still indulge in the flesh and fall.
但是你不能够根据这一些就判断呢，因此得圣灵不是讲灵言的。
Therefore, you cannot use these examples to say that receiving the Holy Spirit is not only evidenced by tongue speaking.
因为那些好行为的是没有讲灵言，那他们有好行为，有圣灵的果子。
For there are many believers with good virtues, with the fruit of the Spirit, but they do not speak in tongues.
当时跟从耶稣基督那些使徒们，不是每一个人都很好吗？每一个人都放弃一切，每个人都不是结出圣灵的果子来吗？
At that time, the apostles who followed Jesus Christ, they forgo everything and they followed Jesus.
但是他们得圣灵了吗？
But have they received the Holy Spirit?
他们是不是已经有圣灵的果子，就是有圣灵？
They had the fruit of the Spirit, but does that mean that they already have received the Holy Spirit?
为什么在五旬节那天，他们还要在那边恒切祷告，在那一天圣灵降临的时候说灵言呢？
How is it that they still have to pray earnestly on the day of Pentecost, and when the Holy Spirit descended on them, they spoke in tongues?
这是圣经很清楚的记载。
So this is clearly recorded in the Bible.
我们对真理有时候也变成一知半解，或者模糊不清了。
Sometimes we do not have an absolute knowledge of the truth, and sometimes we have our doubts.
圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
我们必须要清楚知道。
We must know for ourselves very clearly.
而我们必须要自己下功夫去查考圣经。
We ourselves need to put in the effort to study the Bible.
如果你真的不明白，有疑问。
And if you do not understand and you have doubts,
你应该提出来。
You should raise your queries.
疑问不是代表你失去信心。
Having queries does not mean that you have lost your faith.
如果你不把疑问问出来。
If you do not raise your queries,
只是偷偷放在心里面。
But you merely place them in your heart.
这就真的是会让你失去信心。
Then it will slowly erode your faith away.
所以有一些信徒看见一些鼎鼎大名的传道人跌倒，他们也跟着受影响了。
And some believers, when they see the fall of some prominent workers, they are affected in their faith.
他们听到你们还在为洗脚礼来争辩。
And when they hear that you are still contending about the issue of foot washing,
他们也搞糊涂了。
Then they become confused.
但是他们不敢讲。
But they do not dare to raise it.
可是他们自己彼此之间就，你知道吗？怎么什么什么什么什么？
But then secretly or in private, they will be talking about this.
那他们又不去寻找一个正确的答案。
But yet they do not find the correct answer.
自己又不能够给一个很肯定的答案。
And they themselves are not able to give a very clear answer.
那你必须要教导你的儿女、你的亲戚朋友、你的家人啊。
But you still have to teach your children, to teach your relatives and your family members.
你是不是也是含含糊糊？哎呀，我也不懂啦。
So are you someone who is also muddle-headed and who does not know absolutely?
哎呀，教会都是道理上都是乱的了，不要管他，只要我们信耶稣就好了。
Or you may say that the church is like that. We are always confused about some areas. I just believe in Jesus.
我们又不能自己在家里祷告，保守信心就好了。
Or I stay at home, I pray to God, I preserve my faith. That is good enough.
这样听起来好像很好啊。
And giving such excuses may seem very good.
其实这也不是因此被迷惑，渐渐远离了基督的身体，离开了教会。
But if you have this kind of views, then you are also deceived and you are departing from the church.
当我们对主的真理都起了疑问的时候，不肯定的时候，
when we have doubts about the truth and when we are uncertain,
你又怎么会热心来传扬真教会得救的福音？
How will you be able to have the zeal to preach about the true church and the gospel?
你又怎么还会有勇气带领人家来进入真教会，鼓励人家来求圣灵？
Where then will you find the courage to encourage people and lead people to the church?
因为你自己都怀疑了。
For you yourself have doubts.
你当然不会去这么去认真呢、啊。
And you will not be so serious in what you're doing.
所以你要发起热心。
Therefore, you must be stirred up in your zeal.
传福音也好，祷告也好。
Whether it is preaching the gospel or praying,
或者教导自己的儿女都好。
Or teaching your own children,
你必须自己清楚明白真理。
You yourself must truly and clearly understand the truth.
这是关系到我们灵魂得救的。
For it has to do with the salvation of our souls.
这个东西不能够错了。
So this is something that we cannot afford to be wrong.
因此你就会认真啊。
Then you will be serious.
你必须要去查考。
And you will study it.
你可以有疑问。
You can have your queries.
其实我也有许多的疑问的。
In fact, I have some queries.
有一些疑问我告诉你们，但有一些疑问我没有告诉你们而已。
There are some queries that I have raised, but there are some that I kept to myself.
那不要说我了，保罗也有许多的疑问的。
Not to mention I, even Paul himself have some queries.
有一些东西他也是模糊不清的。
There were some things that he still did not fully understand.
但是对得救的真理。
But with regard to the truth of salvation,
你却必须要清清楚楚了解的。
You must know clearly and absolutely.
因为这一些都已经记录在圣经里面。
For all these have been recorded in the Bible.
我们必须花功夫、花时间去了解，来坚持。
We need to put in effort and time to understand and to hold firm.
请看加拉太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3,
第一节跟第二节
verses 1 and 2. Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified?
加拉太信徒很容易受迷惑，离开道理。
The Galatian believers were easily deceived and they left the truth.
那保罗怎么帮助他们呢？
How did Paul help them?
他说我只问你们这一件。
I just ask you this.
你们受了圣灵是因律法呢，还是因信福音呢？
Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还要靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?
所以圣灵是很重要的。
The Holy Spirit is indeed very important.
所以每一个基督徒都必须自己祷告祈求得到圣灵。
Every Christian must pray personally to receive the Holy Spirit.
也许讲到这里，所以传道，你刚才不是说我们教会信徒有一些有圣灵的都已经怀疑圣灵了？
And mentioning about praying for the Holy Spirit, haven't you said that some believers have the Holy Spirit but they have doubts?
真的，有一些信徒说他祷告了这么久，他觉得他的灵言不懂是圣灵讲的呢，还是自己讲的呢？
Some believers have the Holy Spirit, but they start to doubt whether the tongues that they pray in are spoken by themselves or through the Holy Spirit.
祷告没有力量。
They feel so strengthless in prayer.
祷告的灵言是那么样的重复。
They find that their prayer, the tongues, is so repetitive.
所以他感觉到这好像是人意。
They feel that this is like according to the will of man.
是他错了吗？
So is he wrong?
当我碰到这一些信徒问我这样的问题的时候，
When I have members asking me about this,
我总是告诉他们，
I will tell them.
那么你还记得你当初第一次你是怎么得圣灵的吗？
Do you remember the first time when you received the Holy Spirit?
你可以告诉我你是怎么得圣灵的？
Can you tell me how you received the Holy Spirit?
他就时光倒流，回到十多年前他得圣灵那个时候。
Said they will think back10 years ago when they received the Holy Spirit.
怎么样的迫切祷告？
How they prayed earnestly.
怎么样的流泪流汗？
How they have shed so much tears and sweat.
怎么样第一次圣灵充满他的时候讲出一种听不懂的话来？
When the Holy Spirit filled them for the first time, they were able to pray in tongues.
他越讲就越清楚了。
Then the more they say, the clearer it becomes.
我就告诉他。
And I tell them.
这不是很清楚吗？
Isn't this very clear?
所以现在转弱，那是因为你的心灵被许多血气的事缠累住了。
Now you are weak because you are entangled by a lot of concerns of the world.
我们不再像以前那么样的单纯，我们也不再像以前那么样的迫切的祷告。
You are not as simple and as earnest in your prayer as before.
所以我们的祷告感觉到没有力量。
Therefore we feel so weak in our prayers.
我们的灵言不那么流利。
Or our tongue seems to be so weak.
可是这不是圣灵的问题，这是我们自己个人心灵情绪的问题。
But it is not the question of whether it is the Holy Spirit or not. It is your own temperament and your own mood.
你可以在迫切的祷告的。
You can pray earnestly again.
你可以抽出一个时间在那边认真的祷告的。
You can set time aside to pray earnestly.
我告诉他，我也有这样的疑问。
I said, I also have this doubt.
在这样的疑问的时候。
And in this moment,
我总要抽出一段时间专心的祷告。
I will have to set aside time to pray, to pray seriously.
你可以体验到那个圣灵的充满，真正说灵言。
You will be able to find the fullness of the Spirit and how you pray in tongues.
你知道这个绝对不是自己讲的。
You know that this is not something that you come out of yourself.
可是你必须要真的很迫切、很认真、很专心的祷告。
But you must put in the effort to be very earnest and to concentrate in your prayer.
你就真正能够体会到你现跟当初得圣灵是一样的。
Then you will be able to experience that this feeling is exactly the same as when you first received the Holy Spirit.
那你就明白为什么保罗常常告诉我们不要醉酒，要祈求圣灵的充满。
Which is why you will be able to understand what Paul meant by do not be drunk with debauchery, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们的肉体需要很多的东西，我们一直追求这些东西，我们的心灵忙碌了。
So we have our physical needs and we pursue after these things until we become spiritually confused.
我们在圣灵里的祷告却是那么样的软弱，那么样的短暂。
When we pray in the Spirit, it is so short and it is so weak.
问我们自己。
Ask ourselves.
我们真的一天有多少时间真正的到那边迫切的祷告呢？
How much time do we set aside to really pray earnestly?
我们的心灵已经不是那么样的安静在神的面前了。
So our inner self is not able to quieten ourselves before God anymore.
总是匆匆忙忙的起来，总是匆匆忙忙的出去，总是匆匆忙忙的说阿们。
So we have to wake up in a rush, pray in a rush, live in a rush, and say amen quickly.
心里总是说主啊，求你体谅我的软弱，
our,
我会有抽出一个时间来好好祷告的。
In our hearts, we always tell God, God, please forgive me for this rush. I will definitely find time to pray properly.
我们的主真的是怜悯我们的。
Our Lord is indeed very compassionate.
所以他在等我们。
Therefore, he's waiting for us.
可是等了好久啊。
But he has been waiting for a long while.
我们会认真祷告，到什么时候才会认真呢？
So we say we will be serious in our prayers. When will we find the time where we are really serious?
真的，我们陷入困境的时候，当我们生命危险的时候，我们才来认真的祷告吗？
Only when we are plunged in a critical situation, when we face danger in our life, will we be so earnest.
所以我们当祈求主帮助我们。
Therefore, we ought to pray to the Lord for help.
圣灵和真理是我们判断真假教会一个唯一的根据。
The truth and the Holy Spirit are the only criteria that we use to judge the true church.
也能够保守我们的信心。
And it is able to preserve our faith.
所以如果你不下功夫查考真理，你也不下功夫祷告，祈求圣灵的充满。
If you do not put in your effort to study the scriptures and to put in time to pray and ask God to guide us with the Holy Spirit.
我们要怎么教导我们的儿女？我们要怎么带领我们的家人？我们要怎么带保守我们自己呢？
How then will we be able to teach our children, to preserve our family, and to guide ourselves?
今天晚上我就讲这两点就好。
So I will just touch on these two points tonight.